Guten Morgen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8:30, and I know that it's pretty early in the morning for you, for me too, for all of us. But I hope that this early hour in the morning has not given you any problems.
Alles klar?
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, great. You see, our cameraman can take it as well. I'm very happy indeed to see so many of you here today, ladies and gentlemen, so many of you at our BMW press conference. So let's make the best of it, of this day, this great day. So, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, cars make people mobile, and they move people emotionally. This is how we at the BMW Group understand mobility. This, of course, also means protection of our climate. It means the environment. Everybody is talking about the environment today, but you don't see a good product behind all coats of green paint. We take protection of the environment very seriously and will prove this at this year's Frankfurt Motor Show with four world premieres, two updated models and other new models with efficient dynamics. All this will now be presented by Dr. Reithofer, so please join me in welcoming the Chairman of the Board of Management of BMW AG, Dr. Norbert Reithofer. Ladies and gentlemen, protecting the environment, protecting the climate is indeed the big thing here in Frankfurt. And indeed, protecting the climate is not a purpose in itself. It is for us human beings. And cars are not a purpose in themselves either. They are built for customers and they are supposed to thrill customers. At BMW, we call this sheer driving pleasure. At the end of the day, it is the customer who decides which car to buy. And we focus on both the environment and the customer. That is why we define individual mobility differently every time. This is part of our philosophy at the BMW Group. The wishes of our customers, of course, are constantly developing. More and more customers want to have a car which can meet as many demands and requirements as possible. And this is what our first world premiere stands for, the BMW Concept X6. This concept car, ladies and gentlemen, shows what the future will bring. It is BMW's most sporting, most dynamic X model. This, indeed, is a new dimension of modern motoring. It is a brand new segment in the automobile market, the segment of sports activity coupes. In 1999, we established the segment of sports activity vehicles, and ever since, more than 1 million customers worldwide have bought a BMW X3 or an X5. Now we are once again breaking new ground. We're entering the segment of the BMW sports activity coupe. So what makes the BMW Concept X6 so special? First of all, it is the intelligent all-wheel drive system, BMW X-Drive. Then it is the new drivetrain and chassis system, dynamic performance control. This, ladies and gentlemen, is pure driving dynamics. And no other all-wheel drive vehicle is able to offer all this. So BMW Concept X6 is a true, a genuine BMW. And I can promise you that we will be delivering this car to customers in the form, the shape, the design you see here, very similar to this concept car. The BMW Concept X6 is therefore another example of our model initiative, the greatest that we've ever seen at the company. This year alone, we'll be introducing a total of 14 new models, more than ever before in the course of 1 year, more than ever before in the history of our company. And the BMW M3 Coupe, therefore, is another world premiere, built for the road but developed on the racetrack. This tradition of our M cars we're upholding also with the fourth generation of the M3. Then we also have another world premiere in the update of the BMW 6 Series, the 6 Series Coupe and the convertible. And Since we write climate protection in block capitals, we're also the first manufacturer here in this segment of luxurious coupes and convertibles to offer a diesel drive model, the BMW 635D Coupe. And let me give you a few facts and figures, ladies and gentlemen. This car accelerates to 100 in 6.3 seconds and consumes an average of just 6.9 liters for 100 kilometers. At BMW, therefore, sheer driving pleasure and climate protection do not exclude each other. They fit together. And indeed, climate protection is not a matter of small versus large cars. Rather, the main point is to lower fuel consumption and, therefore, CO2 emissions in all types of vehicles. And precisely this is what we do through BMW Efficient Dynamics. BMW Efficient Dynamics comprises all of our activities in the area of efficient driving. It is our concept for environmentally friendly mobility, going all the way to zero emission hydrogen. All of the models that we offer today with BMW Efficient Dynamics are the result of our development work in the last 7 years. Back then, by the way, 7 years ago, climate protection was not on the agenda of politicians, nor was it on the agenda of the media or the general public, but it was on our agenda at BMW. And there's another point that sets us apart from our competitors. Efficient dynamics is applied to our entire model portfolio. In other words, we can achieve reductions for both small and large vehicles. And despite the criticism German automotive manufacturers are facing, ladies and gentlemen, the BMW Group will definitely meet its contribution to the ACEA voluntary commitment made by the European Association of Car Manufacturers. By the end of 2008, we'll have cut the carbon dioxide emissions of our entire fleet by 25% from the 1995 level. Of course, we're spending a lot of money to do this. We're spending a lot of money on research and development, on R&D, and this also has an effect on our results, our financial results. However, we're convinced that this calculation will work out in the long term. We're investing now in the future of our company. We are increasing the value of the BMW Group through environmentally friendly products. We're doing this today. We're doing today what others will only be doing and facing tomorrow. The BMW Concept X6, ladies and gentlemen, is a product that fully reflects this philosophy. And therefore, now let me let this car, this vehicle, drive off stage. As I've already said, as I already stated, with efficient dynamics, we are setting the standard, the benchmark in our industry. And precisely what this means, our board member development, Dr. Dräger, will be telling you. Thank you. Mr. Reithofer, thank you very much indeed for that introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, I too would like to bid you a very warm welcome. It's great to see you here today. Today, this morning, I'll be telling you about efficient dynamics. Efficient dynamics, ladies and gentlemen, will be applied in a three-step strategy, in the short term, in the medium term, and in the long term, through appropriate measures and technologies. Efficient dynamics is not one individual measure or improvement by itself. It's made up of four highlights. In the short term, we're optimizing our combustion engines. We're reducing friction, we're introducing third-generation common rail injection on our diesel engines, and we have high-precision injection on our petrol engines together with lean burn combustion. After all, we are called Bayerische Motorenwerke, or Bavarian Motor Works, meaning that we build the best and the most economical engines. We're working on energy management. We're introducing electric pumps and steering. We are equipping our cars with brake energy regeneration. We are also introducing auto start stop functions. And all of the ancillaries, ladies and gentlemen, only work, in our case, they're only used when they're really needed. The battery, in turn, is only charged when the car is in overrun, when it's coasting, or when you're applying the brakes. All of this helps us reduce fuel consumption. We consistently focus on lightweight technology, and every kilo that we don't have to accelerate, that we don't have to haul around, helps us reduce fuel consumption. And this is also why we're working thoroughly and consistently on streamlining, on aerodynamics. In the medium term, ladies and gentlemen, with the electrification of the drivetrain, we'll make further progress, moving from the mild hybrid to the full hybrid. And our long-term vision is to do completely without fossil-based fuel, to do completely without such fuels in future, running our cars exclusively on other fuels and no longer on diesel or gasoline. So our long-term vision is hydrogen as our fuel. This we have already shown clearly and convincingly with BMW Hydrogen 7, and all that comes out of the exhaust of that car is water or vapor, no CO2 anymore. But let's go back, ladies and gentlemen, to today, to the world, the situation today. With BMW Efficient Dynamics, we're able to achieve measurable results, measurable success. In autumn, as of autumn of this year, we'll have 22 models in our range, emitting at the very most 140 grams of CO2 or less. And the really impressive thing is that these cars account for 40% of our sales in Europe. I know, of course, ladies and gentlemen, that early in the morning at this time, above all, when you haven't had a cup of coffee or whatever, that numbers, that figures may simply be too much. And so to make sure you don't have to remember all these figures, we put together a little brochure with the numbers of interest. But there are a few figures I would like to emphasize. And that is, first of all, that by the end of this year, we will have sold 400,000 cars with Efficient Dynamics. We'll have delivered them to our customers by the end of this year. Out of the 22 cars here in this list, which are all readily available in the market, out of these 22 cars, I'd like to present three today. The car that has just come on stage is the new BMW 318d. Here, I must say I'm very proud of this model because its output is 143 horsepower and despite that it consumes just or emits just 123 grams of CO2. And that is a figure no other manufacturer in this segment is able to match. And the BMW 318d has the best engine in its class. If you now consider, ladies and gentlemen, that 40% of our sales in Europe are the 3 Series, are made up by our 3 Series, that alone shows you what huge ecological lever we have here. Since June, the 318d has been available, it's been in the market, and for 2 weeks, the car has been on our roads. The second vehicle I'd like to present is an absolute world premiere. It is the BMW 1 Series Coupe. Meine Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, sporting coupes in the 60s gave us huge success in the market and allowed us to successfully fill a niche, a new market niche. And now we're continuing along these lines. We're taking up this tradition because the O2 series, launched in 1966, is still acknowledged today as the icon in the market in terms of driving dynamics and agility. The classic virtues back then were rear-wheel drive, powerful engines, and space for four. 12 years, for 12 long years, the O2 series was BMW's successful icon, and now we're taking up this tradition with this car, with this interpretation. In fact, with this car, we're once again underlining the sporting image of the BMW brand and the concept of this sporting car offering this dynamic performance once again comes under the heading of efficient dynamics. The 1.223D you see here, the BMW 1.23D, develops 204 horsepower and its emissions are just 138 grams of CO2, 138 grams at 204 horsepower. The highlight is the new four-cylinder twin-turbo diesel beneath the hood of this wonderful, outstanding car as its powerful heart. In Germany, the BMW 1.23D, the 1.23D, will be at the dealership on the 24th of November. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, that we're taking our responsibility seriously, very seriously. We are focusing on sustained technologies in order to preserve the environment, in order to preserve the world around us, and also to avoid pollutants. And you see that BMW Efficient Dynamics is an all-round approach. But so far, we've just talked about BMW engines. So we should now perhaps move on to our other brands where we also have something to offer. And specifically, I mean the Mini now. I mean Mini. And so now let's go straight to the Mini stand to my colleague, Dr. Michael Ganahl. There he is. Good morning, Mr. Ganahl. Good morning, Michael. What's new from Mini? Tell us. Well, good morning from me too, ladies and gentlemen. I am convinced that the Mini brand, of course, is really perfectly suited to give you top performance, also in protecting the environment. First of all, of course, because of the size of the car, small is beautiful, but also because of the brand values, which reflect our customer expectations, and a premium car is also expected to offer the optimum, the very best in this respect. In fact, you can express it in a few facts and figures. 104 grams of CO2, 3.9 liters for 100 kilometers, and all this at 110 horsepower. That, again, is an optimum combination of performance, power, and efficiency. And this, of course, is what we offer, not just in one model, but rather the entire model series. The entire brand, the Mini brand, benefits from this superiority in technology. We at Mini call this minimalism. And I think that is really the key word here, minimalism. Less is more. But today we'll hear a lot more about Mini at our press conference at 10:30 here in Hall 5 on the Mini stand. Mr. Ganahl, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've made you acquainted now with three cars where our short-term improvements, our short-term technologies in BMW Efficient Dynamics have already been implemented. And you remember an important figure, 400,000 cars sold by the end of this year with BMW Efficient Dynamics. But before I now say goodbye to the 1.23, the 1.23D, I'd like to come back again to the old O2 series, a little reminiscence. You, at least the car buffs here, will remember that we had turbo on the spoiler in inverted letters. At the time, that point was very heavily criticized. When you read BMW Efficient Dynamics today in inverted letters, that does certainly look good, doesn't it? And so, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in, for the time being, bidding farewell to the BMW 1.23D. Ladies and gentlemen, you see that we're not just talking, we're working and we're creating facts. And Mr. Reithofer, I think you can confirm this. What other innovations do we have when it comes to medium-term technologies? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as Mr. Dräger has just said, we're not talking, we're doing things, we're acting. We're not just talking about the reduction of fuel consumption and emissions, we're doing it. We really are doing it on a long-term, sustainable basis. And our report on this success is available here as our info counter, straight from the press. We're not talking, we're creating facts. Already today, we're implementing efficient dynamics nationwide, worldwide in our cars. 22 of our BMW and Mini models already run below the maximum of 140 grams of CO2 per kilometer. Efficient dynamics, ladies and gentlemen, puts us in the lead over our competitors. And we are continuing to invest in our future success with cars that are both efficient and fascinating all in one. In a nutshell, the BMW Group, ladies and gentlemen, is well positioned, very well positioned for the future. Again, we're not talking, we're acting, we're creating facts, we're setting facts. And one of those facts is a full hybrid. And so here it is, the fourth BMW World Premiere. Ladies and gentlemen, here in front of you, you see the first full hybrid from BMW, or we might put it differently, the hybrid from BMW, a BMW hybrid. The BMW Concept X6 that you saw at the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, is our starting point in opening up and creating the sports activity coupe segment. And at the same time, in this segment, we're also introducing a new drive concept, the BMW Concept X6 Active Hybrid. This car is our perspective for the future. This is BMW mobility, typical of BMW in the years and decades to come. Even less fuel consumption, even less emissions, and even more driving pleasure. This full hybrid, ladies and gentlemen, is the next logical step in our efficient dynamics development strategy. And the question now is, what distinguishes our technology from other hybrids? Here, let me give you some examples. First, as you know, we combine a highly efficient, a high-performance combustion engine with two high-performance electric motors as a perfect, as an ideal team. And this is unique. In this way, we're able to use the efficiency, the greater efficiency of hybrid technology over a far larger speed range. In other terms, in other words, the BMW hybrid also makes sense outside of the big city, on the autobahn, on country roads, on all roads. The BMW full hybrid, or active hybrid, is efficient, highly efficient. Second, the BMW hybrid offers much better, much greater driving dynamics. When we conceive a hybrid car, only a car with which our customers can identify, only a car that gives them that typical BMW driving pleasure. And then my third point, the hybrid car, the hybrid engine, reduces fuel consumption versus a conventional combustion engine by up to 20%. up to 20% greater fuel economy. So you see, quick, faint-hearted solutions are not what we go for. We want to offer our customer mature products. That's what our customers expect. And as you can see, those are the products that they get from us. In 2009, ladies and gentlemen, and I can tell you all now, all of this information is for you, you can buy this car at the BMW dealership, at your BMW dealership, in 2009. And I can tell you as well that beyond 2009, BMW will have quite a lot to offer in terms of full hybrid in the years to come. Our hybrid technology, ladies and gentlemen, is based on a modular system, a modular principle, meaning that in future, in all of our cars, we'll have the optimum components. Efficient Dynamics stands for sustained individual mobility of the future. And we are taking this approach consistently. Ladies and gentlemen, now the stage is all yours. I wish you and us a successful Frankfurt Motor Show, and I'd ask my colleague Klaus Dräger to join me up here on stage. Thank you.
Thank you.